SDI membership is about being part of a global contemplative movement that contributes to peace, justice, and living in right relationship with all living beings. The SDI Learning Community is a group of compassionate listeners who are committed to serving others on their spiritual journeys. Everyone is welcome to become a member of SDI, which also supports our work to advocate for the healing contemplative modalities of spiritual direction and companionship. Become a new member or renew your membership on SDI's secure online store at sdicompanions.org. Welcome to this episode of SDI Encounters, a podcast on spiritual direction and spiritual companionship. I'm Matt Whitney. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our work and the work of spiritual direction and spiritual companionship on our website, sdicompanions.org. Those familiar with the Enneagram know what a powerful tool for self-discovery and insight it can be. With that in mind, we are pleased to announce our latest 10-session course offering from SDI called New Perspectives on the Enneagram for Spiritual Directors and Companions. This unique online course offering from SDI offers spiritual directors and companions the opportunity to connect with peers who are on the leading edge of the Enneagram field. This course will give seasoned Enneagram explorers the opportunity to take a deep dive and develop new perspectives about the use of this medium in spiritual direction and companionship while honing new skills and approaches to their practice and calling. We recently hosted a preview of this series, inviting many of our presenters for the course to share their perspectives. What's new for them? What's stirring? How does exploration of the Enneagram take them beyond archetypes and personality types and into deeper reality and identity? This one-hour session was fascinating, and in this episode, we are sharing the first part of that session with the first two presenters from it, who will also be part of the upcoming course, Sandra Smith and Dina L. Bowdry. To learn more about the presenters, the course, and to register, go to sdicompanions.org. You do not need to be a spiritual director or an SDI member to attend, although members do receive large discounts on the registration price.
Well, welcome, everybody. My name is Matt. I'm the creative director here at SDI Spiritual Directors International. I'm calling you from my home in the unceded lands of the Duwamish people in Seattle. And we are here for a free session on new perspectives on the Enneagram, which is a topic that is very near and dear to many of our members and certainly our presenters. And so we have several esteemed friends here who are going to be speaking a little bit about their work on the Enneagram and really what's inspiring them these days. They've been longtime practitioners who are discovering new things all the time and are excited to share about that. And we actually are offering a broader 10-session series on new perspectives on the Enneagram. I will make sure to include links here so you can check those out. But as part of that, we're doing this session. So some of you might be curious about that, and we're going to learn a little bit more. And so we're going to dive right in. Again, we have several of our presenters here. We're going to get to hear from each of them. And we're going to begin with Sandra Smith, who's been a longtime friend of SDI and has written for us and done workshops. Maybe just introduce yourself briefly and give us a few minutes about what's inspiring for you these days. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you, Rutham and Tufay and all of SDI. And thanks to all of you who showed up and have an interest in the Enneagram. I've been teaching the system for 24 years, and I'm from the tradition of Helen Palmer and David Daniels. And now I'm learning in Diamond Approach School with Sandra Maitri and Hamid Ali. I would say that I don't know where my spiritual life would be without the Enneagram, without knowing my type. Because knowing my type tells me how I block my heart from receiving and giving love. So it's really important to know the intricacies and complexities of our type so that we're not reinforcing it. Ruthum asked me to offer a brief introduction to the Enneagram. So, Matt, I'm going to do a little bit of that, and then I'll talk about my own session on April 3, just to make sure we're all on the same page here. So the Enneagram evolved into the map of transformation for our consciousness that we have today. It's not about self-improvement. It's about the transformation of our consciousness. And it weaves the world's religions and philosophies, drawing from Taoism and Buddhism and Christian mystics, Islamic mystics, the Sufis, as well as the Jewish Kabbalah. The Greek-Armenian George Gurdjieff really brought the symbol to the public eye, aside from Pythagorean theorem. And he is the teacher that brought us the understanding we have three brains, three centers of intelligence, as well as the concept of essence and type structure, or Enneagram. And in the 50s and 60s, a Bolivian philosopher, Oscar Chazo, took his teachings, drawing from them and using his own wisdom, created the Enneagram of personality and spirituality. His student, Claudio Naranjo, brought it to the United States and began teaching it in Berkeley to such folks as Hamid Ali, Almas, is his pen name, and Sandra Maitri. Both Gurdjieff and Chazo understood the Enneagram as a way of framing long-term spiritual practices, as do Maitri and Almas and others. So, where some popular notion is that this is about my type, when we do our spiritual work and inner work, we become someone opposite our type. So it's good to keep in mind that we have two selves, an automatic self that's in lockstep with the Enneagram's patterns and narratives, and an authentic self, our essence. So when I'm present, when I'm in presence, you get Sandra. When I'm not, you get the patterns of Enneagram Type 8. And the same is true for you. Type recedes when presence arises. And so this type is formed by both nature and nurture. Some of it we're born with, temperament, nervous system wiring, energy. And some of it forms in utero to 5 years old when they say we now have a personality. An ego structure is pretty formed by 5 to 7 years. And guess what? Then type gets laminated onto our essence. And our personal work and our work as spiritual directors and companions is to start creating a distance between our essence and this type structure. And there are many ways we can do that. But when we engage with people who know their Enneagram type, to understand type-specific practices that create the distance between type and essence is so important. So the Enneagram, as many of you know, isn't cookie cutter. Each of us is a unique expression of our Enneagram type. So we can't make a poster child out of a type. Oh, my dad was a one. I know what you're like. Nope. We each have family histories, personal histories, and life experiences that make us all different. But people of the same type have the same internal operating system. Remember, the Enneagram isn't about behavior. It's about what drives it. So that makes it very different than DISC or Myers-Briggs or Predictive Index or colors. Those are about behavior. This one isn't. It's also much more complex and sometimes more difficult to discern which type is home base, the type we lead with. Remember, we're not a type. We lead with a type. So the Enneagram doesn't put us in a box. It shows us the limiting patterns and false narratives that form the box we're in. And so our work is to start peeling back the layers of the type, those patterns and narratives that keep us shriveled And as we peel those back, the radiance of our souls begins to shine. And I'm one who believes that our essence is cheering us on in the process. And I think as a spiritual director, that's my work for myself and those I support. And so a little bit about my April 3 session. Because presence is foundational to self-observation and our growth work, our work with the Enneagram, I'll be discussing the difference between presence and being present. And this involves the three centers of intelligence. And so part of the discussion will consider the three centers of intelligence and which one is least accessible by type and some practices for working with that. And really, my work with the Enneagram, especially in spiritual direction, evolves around the ego ideal, the small story of us that our Enneagram type whispers, tells us we are. It says these are our identities, and we'll believe it. We do for most of our lives. And as long as we continue to believe that's who we are, this ego's ideal of us, we stay small. It's a small story about us. And so I'm always asking the question, well, who are you beyond that storyline? The ego ideal is a mimic of our holy idea, which is our enlightened spiritual perspective. And here in the spiritual dimensions, know that the word holy means objective. So in my session, and probably those of others, we'll be engaging dyad inquiry and maybe type group discussions, maybe not, but small group discussions and some experiential exercises. And many of the exercises that I'm going to bring forth are in my upcoming book called The Enneagram Map for the Deeper Self, Living Beyond Your Type. And that's what we're after. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Sandra. I'm already super excited. That was amazing. All right, but with so many more to hear from, I'm going to move to Dina, who's next on my screen. Dina, if you could share a little bit about yourself and what's exciting to you about the Enneagram. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. So hello, everyone. My name is Dina, and I'm Egyptian. I come from Egypt. I live in Egypt. I am a Muslim and fascinated by the Enneagram. And I'm so happy I came after Sandra, because many of the things she said is what actually inspired me in learning the Enneagram and teaching the Enneagram. For me, the Enneagram is a spiritual path. Knowing our type is just step number one. And there are so many other steps. When I learned the Enneagram, I knew I'm a six, a counterphobic six, and it was not good news to know that I have fear. Bad surprise. So the first question I asked my teacher was, can I change my type? This was 8 years ago. And he said, well, sorry, you can't. And it felt as if I'll be stuck with this six and with fear all my life. And then I started to look deeper into the Enneagram. I got fascinated by Gurdjieff and the word essence. This is what really, really took me. And I learned that Gurdjieff spoke of the main centers of intelligence, the three main centers, but he also talked about higher centers. And this is where all the possibilities are for all of us. The main theme of my topic that I have already presented in San Francisco, I did in Cairo and in many other places, is more around the higher human potential, what a human being can be. I was so fascinated by what Gurdjieff taught about the higher centers and the potentiality of the human, and actually the potential immortality for us human beings. And since I come from an Islamic background, I'm not conservative at all. I'm a very liberal Muslim. So I was very, very in touch with Sufism For a long time. And Sufis also talk about the immortality for humans. So it was a very interesting thing for me to try to correlate both what immortality means from the Gurdjieff perspective and what immortality means from the Sufi perspective. For Sufis, they have what they call the seven spiritual stations or the seven levels of nafs. They call it this way. The nafs means the self. So it's the seven stations of self. I love doing this presentation. It starts with how limited we think we are when we are in personality and what our higher potential can be, which can actually be a full manifestation of the divine on earth. And this is actually what a human being is created to be. I believe this is our mission on earth. And we just, it's like we were sent here on earth on business trip, but we forgot to do the business and we're having the leisure activities instead. So I always say this example. Well, have you ever went on a business trip and you forgot to do business and you just enjoyed the leisure activities? Well, this is what we are doing here on earth. So my presentation is a remembrance, a correlation of what Gurdjieff says and the Sufis say, and actually with some practices from Sufi schools. The main practice is what we call dhikr, or in English, it's called remembrance, which is actually memorizing the names of God, the 99 names of God. And I believe for each type of the nine types, there are one or two names that really resonate with this type and reminds us of our holy ideas. And this is the whole idea for Sufis, to remember your essence and who you are. I forgot to say I'm an Enneagram teacher and coach. I work in Egypt and I work with Chestnut Pius Academy with Beatrice Chestnut and Oranio Pius. I'm their partner in Egypt and I am the head mentor for their academy worldwide.
Thank you, Dina. It's such an honor to have you as part of the series and to get to hear from you. And anyone talking about immortality is going to have my attention. So this is definitely amazing already. Thank you.
In the next episode of this podcast, we'll feature part two of this session featuring Alan Proctor, Erlina Edwards, and Ben Campbell. Then we'll release part three with Chelsea Forbrook, Reverend Nian Vuong, and a brief Q&A.
If you're enjoying this podcast and you want to help us share and spread the word about the life-giving practice of spiritual companionship, you can help us out by subscribing to this podcast through your favorite app. You could give us a like or even write us a review. Thank you for listening. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org.
SDI is the home of spiritual companionship. Learn more about us and our work on our website, sdicompanions.org.